Interest to Protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
The Climate Change Advisory Council is today's topic on Ours to Protect. It gives evidence-based advice and recommendations on policy to support Ireland's just transition to a biodiversity-rich, environmentally sustainable, climate-neutral and resilient society. The Council works to critique, inform and shape Ireland's response to climate change. Mary Donnelly is the chairperson of the group and she has spent 30 years with the European Commission. She was also the first chairperson of Renewable Energy Ireland, an open partnership of sustainable energy associations. She says we are seeing changes in our weather system due to climate change.
Climate change is really provoked by the excess of emissions going into the atmosphere, which is basically putting a blanket over the earth and making it much warmer than it should be. And that warmer temperature is manifested in things like, you know, the heat waves that we saw all over Europe this summer. It's manifested in the additional storms and the ferocity of the storms, which God knows we encounter on a routine basis here. It's causing droughts, but also at the same time floods, because we're getting really heavy rain, you know, much higher levels of rain in a shorter period of time. And this is causing the floods. And we've had some real experience of that in Ireland. It's quite devastating for other parts of the world where, you know, they have famine and they have disease now because of climate change. So the objective of what we're all trying to do across the world is to try and prevent the temperature going up any further. And we have this target of 1.5 or 2 degrees increase. Now we're heading for it fairly fast. And the main way that we can achieve that is by reducing the emissions. And in Ireland, 68% of our emissions come from fossil fuels. And our fossil fuels we use, for example, to produce electricity. We use fossil fuels for our heating, either through gas or through kerosene, if you have central heating, for example. And we use it in our cars, petrol and diesel. And we need to eliminate progressively the use of fossil fuels and replace those fossil fuels with an alternative energy source, because we still need to heat our homes, we still need to cook our food, and we still need to get around.
Mary says there are a number of ways that we can do that in a sustainable way.
Well, the way we can do that is by using what we call renewable energy. And renewable energy we can get in the form of electricity, for example, from wind. We can get it from the wind farms that we have in the country, we can see. We can get it from solar, and we can see solar rolling out quite a bit now in the country as well. And progressively, we will have, in a number of years, we will have maybe hydrogen from offshore wind, possibly have energy coming from marine. But these are our innovations that are somewhat down the road. The ones we have right now today are the wind that we get from our wind farms, the sun we get from our solar panels. And this gives us what we call renewable electricity. And it's important because, firstly, it is our resource. You know, it is our wind, it is our sun. We don't have to import it from anywhere else, so therefore we don't have to pay anybody else for it. Secondly, we don't have to depend on security of supply. Now, in Ireland, we're fortunate. We weren't connected to the pipes for gas and oil coming from Russia, as was the rest of Europe. But, you know, security of supply for fossil fuels is an issue that we have to take into account. And if we can use our own, then we're not dependent on security of supply coming from other parts of the world. It means also that ultimately we control our own price. I don't say it's going to be cheaper, but we can control it because we're not subject to the wild gyrations of price increases that happened again when the Ukraine war broke out and prices just went through the roof and we had no choice but to pay for them. If it's our own resource and we're producing it ourselves, we're the masters of our own pricing structures. So it gives us a much better control. And out of all of that, then, that leads us to a direction of travel whereby we can have renewable energy, renewable power coming through from our electricity system. And it means that our electricity will become what we call the energy vector into the future. So it won't be oil and it won't be gas, it will be electricity. And we will use electricity for things like heating our home, cooking our food, and indeed for getting around in our cars as well. So there's quite a big shift coming down the road, But I have to say that Ireland is particularly well placed for this transition because we have the natural resources, we have the technology, and we can make the change and make our own economy, our own community, our own society that much better and that much more independent.
She says the main renewable source in Ireland is wind.
You know, we've had a lot of storms lately, so saying that we have wind clearly wouldn't be a surprise. So we have a lot of wind, particularly, of course, around the coastal area. So on the west, up in Donegal, down through Mayo, down into Kerry, around Cork, we have a lot of wind and that can produce the electricity for us. One of the issues that we have to look at in that respect is, of course, that our population centres tend to be on the east side of the coast of the country. So Dublin and Kildare and Wexford and other counties like that. So we do have to bring the electricity from the west coast to the east coast where people are living. And that does mean not just that we need the wind farms, of course, where the wind is, but also we do need to have the electricity grid that brings the power across the country. And sometimes this has raised questions for people because they see, you know, pylons going up to carry electricity. But in the end of the day, those pylons are what are keeping the lights on. Those are the pylons that are allowing us to heat our homes. And as we go forward, those are the pylons that we're going to use to drive our cars and to get around. So it's a little inconvenience. It's a change, of course. It's a rollout of infrastructure. And that's never an easy thing to do. It takes time. It costs money. But it will lead us to a much better place when we have made those investments and we have gotten the benefit from them.
2023 is virtually certain to be the warmest in 125,000 years. EU scientists gave the warning after the hottest October in that period. Scientists also say October's temperature record was broken by 0.4 degrees Celsius. Experts add there's an urgent need for action to stop planet warming emissions. This year has seen countries worldwide hit with severe heat waves, floods and wildfires. While Matt Aaron says throughout October, 9 weather stations in Ireland had recorded high temperatures for October, while some places also had double the usual amount of rain. Environmental journalist John Gibbons doesn't believe the general public understand the risk of global warming.
I think we've become a little blinded to it. I actually think we're beginning to get used to extreme weather, and that's a really dangerous idea because we need to be alarmed by trends in our weather system. We should be alarmed about them. We shouldn't be complacent. But I don't yet believe that the general public understands how much risk these pose to our property and indeed to our own welfare.
Climate professor John Sweeney believes people can change their attitudes as people embrace the plastic bag levy, which was introduced in 2001.
Sometimes people are scared of change. Mm-hmm. And with plastic bags, yes, there was an element of change, but it wasn't all that radical in a way. With climate change, we are going to face radical changes in how we organise society, how we feed society, how we travel. And that's a bit scary, but, you know, we can overcome that. The great ability of the human race has always been its adaptability, its mm-hmm. ability to respond to change. That's why we're the dominant species. And this is just the next test for us.
For more information on the Climate Change Advisory Council, see ours2protect.ie or find a fact sheet on midlands103.com.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more information.